T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Hearing Florio writing articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
Mike Florio's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. You can follow him on Twitter at Pro Football Talk. Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports. He is down at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where the talk amongst many football people is the collective bargaining agreement and how we're getting to the end stages here with almost a hurry up and wait. They went barreling toward what looked like a deal, and now it appears that they've slammed on the brakes. Where do we stand, Mike?
Wait a minute. I've been on the air for the last 4 hours. What happened to slam on the brakes? This is news to me.
Yeah, the idea that there was J.J. Watt, some others that came out at the 11th hour and said that we're not going to do this, and wait a sec, we're going to hold off on the rank and file vote, and that there were expected concessions from the NFLPA that really haven't come.
Right. Here's what happened. They got together last night here at 5 p.m. Eastern, met for 4 hours, the NFL and members of NFLPA leadership. After that four-hour meeting, the NFLPA Board of Player Reps got together with the Executive Committee, and the Executive Committee, which negotiated the deal with the NFL, this wasn't the first offer from the league last Thursday. This was the product of 10 months of negotiation. Negotiated the deal, the Executive Committee approved of it. Then last week on Friday, the Executive Committee voted 6-5 against the deal. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the Executive Committee voted 7-4 against the deal. Someone had changed their mind between Friday and Tuesday, but then the Board of Player Representatives, 32 members, one per team, they voted 17 yes, 14 no, with one abstention to allow this measure to go forward. Now, it won't go forward with a recommendation from the Board of Player Reps. It takes a two-thirds vote for it to have a recommendation, but it will go forward to all players, 1,900 dues-paying members, for an up or down vote, and the thinking is that when it's time for the players to vote, they will vote in favor of this CBA, and it will be done. And I think there's a sense of urgency both among the upper levels of NFLPA leadership, DeMora Smith, the executive director, and the league to get this done so everyone can then pivot to the TV deals that the belief is will be far more lucrative if they do them now than if they wait till the ratings take a hit during the presidential election this year and the economy otherwise slows down.
Allen Robinson, Bears wide receiver, tweeted about 10 minutes ago, get the franchise tag out of the CBA. Is that something you're hearing a lot of players kind of push forward? Is that going to be an issue, or is that just a pipe dream?
Well, from time to time, you'll hear players complain about the franchise tag, and they want it out of the CBA. But you know what? Here's the thing. To get rid of the franchise tag, which the owners recognize as a very potent tool to keep their teams together, to keep players from hitting the market and having to pay those players gigantic money to keep them on their teams, to give that up, to get rid of that, you're going to have to make a major concession if you're the player. So I don't think the franchise tag is ever going away. And I think we've learned in recent years that players who are willing to take advantage of the rights that they have once the team exercises its right to apply the franchise tag, those players can make it very difficult for the team. For example, Dak Prescott this year. If the Cowboys choose to apply the franchise tag, and they likely will unless a new deal is done, then he has the right to not sign the deal. He has the right to not show up for the offseason program. He has the right to not show up for training camp. He has the right to not show up for the preseason. He can show up like Le'Veon Bell did 3 years ago, right before the start of the regular season, and receive the full amount of that franchise tender. And after 2 years of the franchise tag, by rule, the player's salary shoots up 44% for year three. You could see a Dak Prescott go year to year for 2 years and force his way to free agency. So there are weapons the players have, and I think the franchise tag over time and with some of the changes they've made, I think it has resulted in the players maybe having not as much of a hard time with it as they think. So it's easy to say get rid of the franchise tag. The tougher question is looking at the rights the players have, and the players have to be willing to use them. And when they do, the franchise tag isn't as bad as it used to be.
We've been comparing and contrasting Ryan Pace's comments yesterday about his team, his quarterback situation, with those of other general managers. And the Bears seem to love to dodge and diffuse, to make things, they make it so no individual decision can be pinned on any one person, despite what everybody's job titles are. And on the one hand, and one side of his mouth, Ryan Pace lists all the attributes of Mitchell Trubisky that he says include accuracy, that includes his ability to process, even as his coach says that he has to improve on his ability to process, and then still stops short of committing the fifth-year option. I know the decision time isn't here yet, but how do you interpret what Ryan Pace is saying about how they actually feel about Mitchell Trubisky?
Yeah, I think they are ambivalent. And for good reason. I think fans are ambivalent at best. There was a period last year where Mitchell Trubisky was turning it around and the ambivalence swung toward positive, but then I think it went back negative based upon how the season ended. And look, the Bears have options available to them. And I'm not saying that they should go out and spend $25 to $30 million on one of these free agent quarterbacks, but once you exercise that option in the fifth year for one of your draft picks, and you know, it becomes guaranteed for injury. And under this new CBA, I think there's a chance it's going to become fully guaranteed. So that's a reason to wait. And, you know, you're going to have multiple waves of quarterback availability. You've got the initial free agency phase. Then you're going to have the guys who maybe become available because they're supplanted by the teams who have signed some of these free agents. And there's going to be guys who are available via trade. Guys are going to be released. Then you've got the draft. And, you know, in this great game of musical chairs, I don't know who's going to be left standing. And it may be that when the guys are left standing, the Bears look at it and say, hey, this may be an upgrade for us. And I think they want to have maximum flexibility as they assess everything that happens over the next 2 months as this quarterback market, an unprecedented quarterback market, takes shape.
I want to go back to the fifth-year option in the CBA. So any 2017 pick who had his fifth-year option would then be grandfathered in, well, I guess reverse grandfathered into a new CBA? Like, it would become fully guaranteed? In this case, in theory, Mike, they could extend him, exercise the fifth-year option, and under this CBA, it would only be guaranteed for injury. Are they blowing that out?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. I don't want to make a bad assumption. It all depends upon the language of the final deal. It's possible that the exercise of the fifth-year options that come after this do operate under the rules of the new deal. It's possible they don't. It all depends upon what the two sides agree to. So there's a chance it's going to be injury guaranteed only. I think the bigger reality here is before extending a commitment of any kind to Mitchell Trubisky, number one, there's no reason to do it until early May. Look, he could suffer in off-season workouts, mm-hmm. an injury that ends his career. I was always surprised that teams would exercise the option before the deadline because the month of April consists of, even though it's low risk, it consists of things that could result in a guy getting injured that may affect whether or not you want to use that option. So there's a chance it's the old rules, there's a chance it's the new rules, but there's no reason at this point for the Bears to rush into a decision.
Talking with Mike Florio on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, regarding all of the new meat that is there at the Combine now, what's drawing the most interest that you can tell from NFL executives? Is it the health of Tua Tagovailoa and what that means for how the quarterback picks fall, or is it wither Tom Brady? What's hanging over this Combine?
Well, you know, the Tua Tagovailoa health issue is not going to go away, because even if he is healthy, there are executives who are concerned that three lower body injuries for Tua mean that there could be more of them. If you can't stay healthy at the college level, you're not going to stay healthy at the NFL level. That's a general rule of thumb that a lot of people ascribe to. So, you know, that's part of it. And this whole Tom Brady free agency thing, look, as it gets closer and closer, there is a very, very real sense that he will end up leaving. I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying there are people who believe that he's not going to stay. And, you know, something that dawned on me talking about it yesterday, you've got football decisions to get made, and you've got business decisions to get made. And Bill Belichick is not going to make a business decision as it relates to how much money he can make selling tickets and Tom Brady jerseys and all the other things that go along with having Tom Brady on your team. And I think there's going to be a franchise or two that are willing to pay Tom Brady much more because they're thinking about how much money they make having Tom Brady on the roster, not how much that investment helps them get to the point where they can compete for a Super Bowl. So when it's time to put the money on the table, I have a feeling, I don't know this, but I have a feeling there's going to be multiple teams that just blow away financially the offer the Patriots will make because Bill Belichick's thinking football and football only, and these other teams may be thinking, my God, we can make tens of millions of dollars having Tom Brady on a roster. I mean, can you imagine a Tom Brady Raiders jersey? They would not be able to make them fast enough, right? And they'd sell out that new stadium. They'd sell out all the luxury suites. They'd sell out any and all sponsorships they have. And Las Vegas would be the destination every time the Raiders have a game there.
That also means a Derek Carr Bears jersey, right?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's right. He's already, you know, it's kind of like, hey, if you're going to put me through this uncertainty of losing my job, I'll go ahead and put Mitchell Trubisky through the uncertainty of losing his job, and it all just kind of flows downhill that way.
That's how we're looking at all of these. I mean, yeah. I mean, anytime you look at sort of the one of all roads lead back to, is there going to be a guy available to the Bears who's a better option while they're in a contending window?
And that's why I think they're waiting to pick up the option. That's one of the reasons. We get back to this game of musical chairs. There will be guys who are standing around when the music stops, and Derek Carr may be one of them. I mean, but it's amazing to me. Mike Mayock, the GM of the Raiders, makes no bones about the notion that he's always looking for a better player at every position, including quarterback. And, yeah, they find a better quarterback than Derek Carr, and they're going to jump on it, and that means Derek Carr is going to be available. And his contract is not unmanageable. I think he's due to make about $20 million in total compensation this year. You know, this guy, when he signed his contract, was the highest-paid player in NFL history. He's been leapfrogged seven or eight times since then, and now it's a pretty reasonable deal, especially on the back end. So, yeah, you know, he built that house in Las Vegas next door to John Gruden. There's a chance Derek Carr's never actually going to live in it.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be cheaper in 2021 than Mitch Trubisky would be for the Bears, which is just kind of an interesting thing. We tier quarterbacks all the time in this league, whether it's actually on the field or for fantasy or whatever. But I wonder if you can help me tier teams interested in quarterbacks at this point in free agency, Mike. Where are the Bears in that tier of actual players for quarterbacks? Because you've mentioned twice now, I think, that once the music stops, we'll see what the Bears end up with. And I would imagine there are a handful of teams that are actually going to be, you know, playing music and determining what quarterback they're selecting. Help tear this out for us.
Well, and this is an issue that came up earlier this week where, and I think it was late last week, we tried to figure out the teams that would be in position to wait for Tom Brady to make a decision. Right, Tom Brady becomes a free agent March 18th. The Raiders can wait because they have a bird in the hand in Derek Carr. The Chargers can wait. They have a bird in the hand in Tyrod Taylor if the Chargers even get into it. For some of these other teams, you're going to have to make decisions quickly. If you're the Buccaneers and you want Tom Brady, you got to make a decision on Jameis Winston. And if you're not going to get Tom Brady, you got to get somebody else because Jameis Winston may be gone. Jameis Winston is going to hang around in case you decide to keep him after Tom Brady tells you no. So I think the Bears are, from an urgency standpoint, they really can just wait and see how everything plays out. They've got Mitchell Trubisky. They've said all the right things so no one can say they're lying about, you know, wanting Mitchell Trubisky. And then if somebody else better comes along, they can explain, well, you know what, based upon how things have played out, we can make this move. We are going to make this move. But I think they're in a position where they can swoop in really at any level. They can make a move right out of the gates. They can wait for the first wave, and whoever gets bumped out of a job because of that, they can even wait until after the draft and see who's available by way of veteran quarterback. So up until May 3rd, they've got full flexibility, and I expect them to be willing to use all of it if they can.
Mike Florio, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
Mike Florio brought to you by Illini Care Health. You deserve quality health care. Choose Illini Care Health for health care coverage that includes free gym memberships, after-school care, and school uniforms that either you or your family can take advantage of. Visit IlliniCare.com today. Illini Care Health is a health choice Illinois plan.
I mean, I guess Mike's right. The Bears are talking. For all the nonsense that went on yesterday and for all the lies that got told, the Bears are talking like they have, you know, a bird in hand when it comes to the quarterback carousel. That they could be a team that's decided it's able to wait for Tom Brady. Not that they're going to. I'm just talking about how these teams position themselves and what they're willing to do and who they're willing to wait for. They've set that up the same way other teams, I suppose, have set that up. It's clear that, you know, one of these things is not like the others, but the way they're talking about it is something of the same.
When we come back, I have a pair of tickets to see Steve Martin and Martin Short's funniest show in town at the moment. It's going to be live at Huntington Bank Pavilion on September 12th. So in the midst of dueling pennant races with the Cubs and the White Sox, both going after their respective central divisions, you will be able to enjoy a night of high comedy with two of the greats. We'll give those away in just a moment. We got some baseball talk coming your way. We're going to do a midday midway. We have more tickets, too. We've got a pair of tickets to see the Black Keys, Gary Clark Jr., and the Marcus King Band at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Also, thank you to the texter who and I was talking about the Jim Boylan story out of Utah, and I believe I said Hanoi instead of Saigon accidentally when I talked about the helicopter.
My leaving. God.
Yeah, and that is it is absolutely a proper correction. Thank you, texters.
The helicopters left Saigon, correct, and not Hanoi.
That is absolutely 100% true.
It is still dark.
I said the wrong city, so thanks for checking me on that one. So ticket giveaway, and at some point in this show, we have to do a little porn.
Just a little.
A little. It looks like a little mutiny. It's what? A very specific kind of porn.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, I guess, right?
Aren't they all as specific as you want them to
this
be?
It's sports-related porn.
Well, now you've teased
that
it.
I didn't really know existed.
Should we do this next?
No, I don't think next. I think probably
porn later?
Yeah, probably the 11 o'clock
sure,
hour.
Sure, it's the payoff that matters most, right? The anticipation matters.
Yeah, but we'll do that, an aspect that I didn't really know constituted porn, and I guess I was inadvertently involved in it. What?
You're inadvertently involved in a porn.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it's sneaked up on me.
I guess that's the best way to be involved in them.
I guess. It was fun. We'll talk about it later on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Coach Reed in Philadelphia ran a true West Coast offense, not running that anymore. So he's been changing, right? And so being able to change to your personnel, when we had Alex Smith, we brought in a lot of the RPO stuff. And so now he's got Patrick and they're doing their things. And so to each their own, and it worked. But that also took a little bit of time, right? I remember coming in 2013 in Kansas Kansas City. The year before, they were 2-14, and it took time. And now, 7-8 years later, is a Super Bowl. But there's a foundation there of players that has been created over time, and that offense is not the same than what it was when I was there 2 years ago. So that's fun. And now having new ideas from new offensive coaches and what they have, I got to tell you, I'm absolutely loving it right now.
Okay. He's a collector. I've always said this. He's the collector.
Feels that way.
He's it for the Marvel Universe.
It's Del Toro,
Benicio,
right?
Del Toro. Yeah. He's the collector. Matt Nagy collects coaches, to collect plays, to collect pieces, and he pulls something out of this and something out of that, and in an old end table over here, there's a drawer that's got this.
I know you find something unsatisfying about that.
I do.
But I think, and I get it, I in the past, we've had head coaches in the NFL who lead by being, it's almost like Churchill, right? It's like, this is where we're going, this is how we're doing it, damn the torpedo, all that kind of stuff, right? Like, you follow in the mold of that coach. But we were just talking about how athletes have changed over time, how, the athlete has changed, how reaching them has changed, what their goals and desires are. It stands to reason that coach and coaches have changed as well. I think it's possible for a consensus sounds so soft, and I get that, but how a number of coaches can come up with a guiding philosophy, it is harder to do. I'll grant you that. It's harder to do. But if you abide by that, whatever that philosophy is, whether it's offensive, defensive, or what you're trying to do schematically, so be it. You just got to let that guide, as opposed to your wish that a player is this or that he's that, or asking him to do things that he can't do. And it sounds like Matt Nagy is at least somewhat willing to open the possibilities here.
It takes a lot of honesty, it takes a lot of flexibility, and it takes a lot of confrontation of truth that Nagy may be willing to do that Pace is not.
The worst offensive season you could possibly imagine during an 8-8 run after you'd gone 12-4 and come up real short in the offensive side against an Eagles team in the playoffs would do that for you. I mean, all those things are there. The motivation and the thrust is there.
It's a willingness to confront what's actually going on, not what's still you're envisioning in your head. That's what's critical to that approach. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Fan 4-Pack is a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. It's 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 1 large popcorn for 1 low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Give me a number.
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a pair of tickets to see Steve Martin and Martin Short's funniest show in town at the moment. It's live at Huntington Bank Pavilion on September 12th. So look forward to that. If you win, we also have concert tickets to give away a little bit later on. A pair of tickets to see Black Keys, Gary Clark Jr., and the Marcus King Band.
I assume that the bulk of the jokes with both of those guys are going to be, we're old and we can't believe we're still doing this either. Like, they're just making fun of themselves the entire time, right?
I don't know. Or they're congratulating themselves the entire time.
I'd watch that. Right? I'd watch either one of those things happen. They're hilarious, both of them.
Yeah, it's also musically. If Steve Martin's playing the banjo and...
Does Martin Short play something?
He sings.
Does he?
He does all the singing impersonations, right, and everything. Right. I mean, he's they're both triple threat guys.
I'd watch it.
They're both old school triple threat sing, dance, act guys. I mean, Steve Martin,
he's got some moves, right?
Oh, he's dancing? Is he Pennies from Heaven?
No, I don't think I have seen that, actually.
Oh, no. Steve Martin was a top shelf cinematic old school
top
dancer.
Top shelf?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No, like Christopher Walken.
Walken's got some hips. Yeah.
Doesn't he?
No,
he's Travolta.
Well, probably not anymore, but,
Who knows? There's ways you can sort of work around things. I wanted to read you this email from Mac, who says, not to beat a dead horse, but the issue I'm struggling with regarding Pace and Nagy's comments on Mitchell Trubisky is that they consistently compare his career arc to that of Drew Brees. Let's acquiesce to this point. They think him watching film, knowing defensive coverages better than his head coach and getting better around him will get Mitch to the next level. But they can't even agree on these points. The GM thinks he needs to get away from football every once in a while. The head coach says he needs to be watching film all day. This will be his fourth year in the league. He still can't read defenses. Did Drew Brees struggle with that? And if so, why wasn't this a focus? Oh, I don't know, 3 years ago. Lastly, they talk about getting better around him. Well, to do that, you need draft capital. You need free agent signings. You're up against the cap. Why can't your franchise quarterback elevate the people around him? It would be nice to say Mitch, like Drew Brees, makes the people around him better. They are so disconnected from reality.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know that Mitch has made somebody better yet. He's certainly been affected by poor play around him. I'm not blind to that. He did not have a tight end last year. Didn't exist. I think his receivers led the NFC in drops, so that's a problem. His offensive line was...
It's all a problem.
...fine in pass protection. They did not have a running game. And when they did have a running game that was working, Matt Nagy's reluctance to rely on David Montgomery was pretty apparent, and that hurt some things. You know, you get too kind of goofy and weird in your run game and your jet sweeps and stuff like that, and that can affect the quality of an offense.
I just think they, in general, you have to know better, and you have to respect your fans better in a greater degree to stop comparing him to an all-time great quarterback just because you happen to be on the same team as the all-time great quarterback.
I'd like for that to stop as
just
well.
Stop. That stop comparing him to Drew Brees. Stop.
It's not gonna. I mean, they're going to keep doing that because they get to point to this one weird trick that actually works in the NFL, right?
It's to burn belly fat.
Right. I mean, it's like this weird clickbait link at the bottom of the webpage that they keep going, well, this could work for you. You know, you just do this instead.
Jennifer Aniston's maid says she leaves nothing to the imagination.
It's just all one big slideshow right. of shirtless Mitch photos, and they keep scrolling through it and thinking, oh,
you won't
my
believe
God.
What these child TV stars look like now.
I will believe it. Yeah, I probably will.
I bet they look like crap because they've been doing meth for the last 30 years. Yes.
Everyone's got that old meth sheen right, going on.
That's what it looks like when you do nothing but meth.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Toothless. Uh-huh. So... Think of it is, though, yeah, you still need picks to get better around him. You have 8 in the upcoming draft. Only 2 of them are in the first half of the draft, I think. That's not great. You got 2 2s. You got the compensatory 4, a 5, 2 6s, and 2 7s. You tell me which of those picks are going to be players that help elevate Mitch's play. And when I heard Ryan Pace talk yesterday, there were really only about 3 things that I felt like I could come close to trusting, I guess. One of them was when he starts talking about those 2 second-round picks being impactful, is that I feel, again, he's got a willingness to use those, package them, and move up for something he really wants in that draft.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
We know that. It's he gets excited.
For all the conversation about, don't trust anything he says, just trust what he does, okay, I get that. But to completely throw out an entire day yesterday... Because or in thinking that he doesn't have a track record already, he does. He's got 5 years of track record that you can start comparing to things and matching up with what he likely plans on doing.
And for all the texters who wanted Connor to show me the Chad Bro Chill video, really not a part of my life. I had to go to Urban Dictionary to look up what the exact reference
you
was.
You weren't in college in 2004, I was.
No. So yes, he showed me the video. I saw a couple of minutes of the Chad Bro Chill video.
Because yeah.
If you're just joining us, the apparent possible next front office presence of the Chicago Bulls, whose actual name is Chad Buchanan,
who is
the GM of the Pacers. That was the name that Casey Johnson gave us, and that other reports had backed that up.
But in fairness, I thought you were talking about, when we were talking about it this morning, I thought you were talking about the G League head coach who went off on the referees and was trying to get himself suspended.
No, that's Chase Beaufort. Charles Schwartzel. No, that was Chase Buford of the Wisconsin Perch.
Right. So I melded them all together and just called them Chad Brochet.
You notice that every time I mention the Wisconsin G League team, I'm officially going to give it a different name. I believe they're called the Herd, but I've had them as the Elks and now the Perch.
The Curds.
That's not bad, actually. If that would be cool if they were the cheese curds.
Yeah, well, you got a population that might be upset about that.
You could do the squeaking sneakers as well as the squeaking noise of the curds.
Friday night squeak nights.
Yep, back your molars. So Rudy sent in this dialogue here. He said, I'd love to hear the pitch to whomever the Bulls minimally hire to, quote-unquote, run the team and to keep Boylan. The Bulls say, we have a coach. We like him. He's building a culture. Yeah, well, what else does he do? Well, he yells, but he coaches with his heart. He'll mismanage timeouts because those are on his chest. And the players don't really listen to him either, but it's a process. Oh, and never let him talk about injuries because he doesn't understand them. And finally, don't feed him after midnight and never get him wet. The new guy already has left.
Yeah, Chad Brochill, if he comes in here, regardless of who he actually is, has one job at first, mm-hmm. and it's being the guy who fires Jim Boylan, probably, right? I mean, I think we've all kind of understood that that's the move. And then it's finding out exactly what else you're allowed to do. Because if John Paxson and Gar Forman are still around, and Paxson more so than Forman, I would imagine, but you're going to have to find out what you're allowed to do within the structure of that Bulls front office.
You better be allowed to do pretty much anything and everything.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Because otherwise, they're doing it wrong. Hey, 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
5 o'clock is the cutoff for online registration for poker tomorrow night. We're going to do the best we can to be able to handle walk-ins. We have extra space this year. We're not as tight on space because we're in Galleria Marchetti. So we're not in the Montgomery Club. We're in Galleria Marchetti. So we do look forward to that. But we urge you, the best way to do this, this is it. This is your shutdown. This is, 5 o'clock today. If you plan to register online, do this now. Go to camponestep.org, and then you can be part of the 2020 Charity Poker Championship. We've got some seats left. I think there's one high roller seat, I believe.
I will not be taking the high roller seat.
We've got two full tables. No, you're going to be hanging
out for you.
And eating and drinking forever in a day.
Well, yeah.
But it's going to be tomorrow. Doors are going to open at 5 o'clock tomorrow. The tournament starts at 6 p.m. at Galleria Marchetti at 825 West Erie. We are getting together for the Charity Poker Championship. We are going to be playing poker. There's going to be blackjack going on in the back, too. So if you get knocked out, you want to hang out and play blackjack. Or if you're a spectator, $75, all you can eat and drink all night.
It's an easy night for me.
Yeah, it's a quick decision. It's pretty hard.
And I help kids with cancer. Yeah, that's a quick decision.
And the best reason to do this, this is going to be one of your most inexpensive possible World Series of Poker play-ins, because we looked at what our actual buy-in is compared to some others that send people to the main event of the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. At $275, it's a great deal. And if $1,000 that we raise sends a kid with cancer to camp for a week. So essentially, for every 4 people that just play in this tournament,
yeah,
that is a kid with cancer going to camp for a week. And we want to come away with this being able to send kids of any degree of – we have adaptive equipment. I sent out a picture last night of our Utah ski trip and what we do and what we have done in the past for kids – skiing and riding horses and rafting and going into all kinds of team building stuff, that we have the state of the art medical care, state of the art with kids who are even on treatment can come to some of our programs.
Oh, wow.
Can come to camp in the middle of treatment because of the quality of our medical team, our nurses, and the adaptive equipment that we have to make sure anybody can do everything. Whatever the doctors can clear them for, we want to say yes, yes, yes. Nothing's going to stand in your way. And this is one of the big nights that we have to help raise money to help all of these kids. Come play poker. You're going to have a terrific time. Everybody who plays loves it. And it gets competitive. It gets fun. You'll hear roars over this. You'll hear there's exciting, dramatic things going on. Guys pushing all in, standing up, wandering around nervously and waiting for the turn, waiting for the river. It is a great night of poker. We get special prizes for knocking out our celebrity bounties.
Nice.
And it's going to be awesome. So don't miss out on this. Grab some of these final seats that are available. Go to camponestep.org and register right now.
Should be fun. Will be fun. We'll see you there. Midday Midway coming up in just a few. I have actual irony.
We'll be the judge of that.
I know it. This is irony.
Okay, Ravens guard Bradley Bozeman did something spectacular that the I'm Fat podcast will salute him for doing. And, well, there is, I guess, I don't know how to describe this. Poison water. If some people have been swimming around in Florida and they come out of water and they're in pain because the water has been poisoned.
Well, yeah, that sounds like poison water.
Yeah, but it's how it becomes poisonous that is so weird and cool. There's a jellyfish that can create areas of poison water.
Water.
Yeah, not like that. But this
also poisonous.
This amazed and bewildered me because I've never heard anything like this in my life.
Amazement and bewilderment next. Midday Midway, Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Started out by going through some interesting, if odd, Jim Boylan comments from before the Bulls' loss at home to the Thunder yesterday. I'm interpreting some of this now as the beginning of the end.
Feels that way.
Some things sinking in, knowing that they're going to be changing around the front office. There's no way they're going to start moving around executives without those executives making a change at head coach and moving this thing in a different direction. And Boylan just said, no one told me I was supposed to win. You heard me right. He said nobody specifically told him that winning was had anything to do with this. And then we played the comments that Boylan himself had for us on Media Day when he said, we expect to make the playoffs. Our goal is the playoffs. We're going to make the playoffs. Maybe they told him to make the playoffs without winning. So I'm not quite sure how that happens. Also, Mike Florio and plenty of football stuff as well.
This is irony, I promise you. From Galveston, Texas. John Morales, the actor who played the crime-fighting cartoon character McGruff the Crime Dog.
Take a bite out of crime.
Was sentenced to 16 years in prison.
Okay.
Stemming from a 2011 arrest in which police seized 1,000 marijuana plants.
Wait, a
27 weapons.
When was the arrest?
Including a grenade launcher and 9,000 rounds of ammunition from his home, reports CBS Houston.
Here's my nephew, Scruff, about to run into trouble again.
Hey, Bobo, where's your video game?
In here.
Well, look at this.
Uh-oh.
It's my dad, so we want to hold it.
What do I do?
If you get my new comic activity book, More Adventures with Scruff, you'll find out what you can do about bullies and guns. And you'll see lots of games.
Cool.
For your free copy of my new comic activity book, just write Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652, and help take a bite out of crime.
I want it.
Well,
yeah,
that didn't turn out right.
So he's going away.
The sentence was handed down Thursday, just 3 days after the 41-year-old former actor pleaded guilty. The interesting thing here
is... Wait, 41?
41.
That doesn't work.
So he's doing that as a voice actor in his 20s.
Okay.
Because that's when I was a kid.
Yeah, he was doing photo ops with Ronald Reagan.
Maybe they weren't using the same guy. I mean, this was the voice actor for Scruff McGruff. It's not the guy that
not
was in
for
the
Scruff,
costume.
For the crime dog McGruff. Scruff is the nephew.
Oh, you're right. So it was for McGruff, the crime dog. For McGruff.
Yes.
So that's...
Or maybe he was Scruff.
It says McGruff.
Okay.
Sorry, sir. The card says Moops.
Either way, on the question, is this irony? Yes.
That's irony.
There is no doubt, absolutely, 100%, I am granting you full irony designation for that.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So there have been swimmers in Florida who have been finding themselves in pain. And apparently now we are learning that there are jellyfish that... The scientists have finally realized what's been happening here. They initially thought, okay, this looks like a jellyfish sting. We think it's microscopic pieces of a jellyfish tentacle that we can't find, that we can't see, that are just not visible, that are turning up somewhere in the water. And now they have actually finally have observed what is happening. There's a particular species of jellyfish with a poisonous mucus that is lobbing bombs.
Come on.
Yep, it is the jellyfish equivalent of the spitting cobra that is essentially able to take its venom, and rather than have you brush against it, rather than passively wait for a fish to swim there, can identify a fish and and spit a glob of poison that poisons the water that stuns the prey. It can then go get it.
So it's like a flak shot, right?
Yep.
It's got an area spread,
correct?
Like a shotgun blast,
correct? And
oh my
and
God.
It does cause tissue necrosis for a human.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I mean, not for a human. It's not a big deal. I know I'm saying it's not a big deal, and you're thinking, well, that necrosis sounds like a big deal. It's just enough for unless. You know, you take the jellyfish and, like, you know, swallow it or
sure.
rub it in your eyes
saying,
or something.
What's a good poison without some good tissue necrosis, you know?
Well, right. It's not like the lancehead snake where the moment it bites you, all of the meat of your foot falls off. Because that's serious and immediate necrosis. But just this idea that they finally observed the behavior. Because a jellyfish is barely has a brain. Right, but and so to think that this is somehow a
sounds like some NBA head coach.
Right, it's like, hey, this is jellyfish. I want to talk about the McCaskies. I then want to lob poisonous mucus.
Here's what nobody's
Bob
talking
bombs,
about.
Can we call it Dylan Covey?
All right, this is from close to where I went to high school, Waukesha, Wisconsin. Just gonna read you. This is the police blotter, essentially. Waukesha police on Monday afternoon received calls that a woman was performing a spiritual ritual on a dead possum in the road at the intersection of Springdale and Blue Mound.
A spiritual ritual on a dead possum. Okay.
Blue Mound's a busy street, too. The woman, who apparently stopped and got out of her car when she saw the possum, threw goldfish and windshield washer fluid on the dead animal, according to the police call log. The woman then pulled a Green Bay Packers lawn chair out of her car and yelled repent at the possum.
For what?
The caller, who had been following the woman's vehicle since before the accident, said the driver's behavior was erratic. The possum was removed from the roadway. That's the end of the report.
The right thing to do when you see a possum is to just run it over repeatedly over and over and over again just to be sure it's dead.
That is one animal I have not eaten that apparently is
edible. Wait. How are we skipping over this? A woman was driving around with goldfish, windshield washer fluid, and a Green Bay Packers chair.
Yeah, that's what you do.
What's sounds like a fun night.
I was going to say, those are the
goldfish crackers
it
or
doesn't
actual
say.
Goldfish?
This is what you need to pick up. It doesn't say whether it was goldfish crackers or actual live goldfish.
No, that's an addendum to the Roman exorcism ritual.
I need a young priest and an old priest and those tasty goldfish crackers.
Yeah, holy water. I think it's got to be whole grain, too, according to the rainbow ones, at least in the thing of the Roman ritual. It might not have been the Roman ritual. It's got to be a Packers jersey.
This is a Packers lawn chair, which I like, you know, the idea of just like flipping out the lawn chair like the Momoa meme, right?
Snap it open,
snap that thing open and go, all right, let's see what happens after I've done this. I said the right prayers. Now let's sit down and watch.
The NFL has a steak-eating champion. Baltimore Ravens offensive lineman Bradley Bozeman has won the Big Texan Steak Ranch Challenge in Amarillo, Texas. This has been a thing for a long time. They are famous for it. He put down a 72-ounce steak, an order of shrimp cocktail, a salad, and a buttered roll. And he did it in less than an hour.
Clammers!
And the Big Texans official Twitter account congratulated him.
Well,
he
sure.
gets put on their wall of fame. There's very specific rules to this. That when the steak comes out, you are allowed to cut into it. There's an actual clock, a digital clock behind you.
You can do prep work on the steak?
You get to take a bite before the clock starts to make sure it is... The doneness is proper and it tastes good enough.
Oh, this is legit.
Oh, yeah. Like, they make sure that you have no complaints. That there's very specific rules. And it started because there was a cowboy that came into this place and polished off, it was like 4.5 1-pound steaks and the shrimp cocktail and the buttered roll. And that became, because the owner said, you know what? Fine. Anybody who can do this in the future, I'm going to comp you. We're gonna do it. It's $72.
And he gets an hour?
You get an hour to do it.
And I'd like it better if he didn't get to cut the steak at all. He just had to
take bites.
Giant thing.
As far as I can tell, and here's the thing, it doesn't say what steak it is.
I was just going to ask, do we know what cut?
It's got to be a sirloin. The way I'm looking at it, and the only way to actually cut a steak, the only steak you can get, unless you're making a Franken steak and sewing things together, it's a big steer, but you could cut reasonably a 72-ounce sirloin off a big steer. So it's got to be a top sirloin. Has to be.
That's the big flanky looking thing, or is that the long round?
That's a flank. Well, it used to be called a sirloin, top sirloin. When I was growing up, it was called a butt steak.
Okay. What's tenderloin then? You know, the long cylindrical thing.
Tenderloin, the Chateaubriand.
Yeah, you could get that in 72 ounces, couldn't you?
Yes.
Off a whole animal?
Maybe. Weird to cook. Maybe, but yeah, that's hard to.
Yeah.
That's filet mignon. I mean, yeah. If you. That would just be. In its entirety, it's a Chateaubriand, which
right.
would generally be roasted, maybe baked and basted. It'd be hard to grill it unless you actually cut it into steaks, which would then be filets mignon.
Hmm.
But the actual this looks like a top sirloin, and it looks pretty good because if that piece of meat's seasoned well enough, I don't know how steroided up the steer's got to be.
So many steroids, like Jose Valentin.
It's got the mustache and the rippling arms, but good for him. That's. I hope you don't suffer from gout.
Is this the sirloin a lot challenge from The Simpsons? Where Homer's sitting at the giant table with the huge steak?
Yeah, it's probably based on because this is a really famous, really, like a lot of TV shows have been there. Man vs. Food has been there. The Big Texan Steak Ranch. I think there's a whole Wikipedia thing of how it got started, and it's a kind of a big deal.
That is.
Jay, lunch?
That's it. We're getting steaks. That is the Midday Midway. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. When we come back, the Astros cheating scandal has been obviously a big topic of conversation for a couple of weeks now. But there was a big name baseball writer and baseball voice who put into, I think, pretty obvious mention exactly how this cheating scandal has affected not just the Astros and their production, but the dominoes that fall because of it. He pointed out something that happened to one of the game's best against that team that cheated.
Ooh.
And how it mattered. And how it matters is as we're going to go forward here throughout the entire season.
And we're still waiting on what's going to happen to the Red Sox. And it was also interesting to see the crowd response for the whistleblower.
That's right. Some baseball chatter when we come back. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.